Welcome to Tell Me Your Story, new paradigms for a new world, giving you choices and knowledge of those choices to help make your dreams come true. I'm Richard Dugan, your host, and I thank you so much for joining us on the program today. Pardon me. Well, now that's an interesting way to start the show. I'm all choked up. This is an emotional program, I thought it was a program about new paradigms for a new world. Not a big deal there, although if you're changing your concepts and beliefs and ideas and making shifts and changes in your consciousness and your awareness, I suppose, yeah, you could get a little choked up because you're leaving things behind. You're having to let go of those things that are comfortable to you and familiar. And I can say that there have been at least two, maybe three occasions in my life that were profound that I did that. I chose to do that. I can't say I had to. Nobody has to do any of these things, but I made the choice to do that. So if you want to move forward and come up with new and wonderful ideas and go new places, hey, you know, sometimes it's going to take shedding a few tears or a little lump in the throat there, that kind of thing, to get through. But you will make it through. It's just a matter of facing the challenges and having a good time with it and trying to face it with joy and optimism and excitement, as I do every Saturday with Tell Me Your Story. As we come your way every Saturday at 3 p.m. Pacific time, we stream live on the internet at richarddugan.com. We also archive our programs, and that is also at richarddugan.com, the radio show page. Today's program is live. We're here on Saturday. It is the, if you can believe this, the 10th of July, 2010. Good night, nurse. And we're taking your calls today because today our three-minute astrologer, David Hawthorne, is with us, and he's going to be answering your questions regarding your Vedic astrology chart. And the best way for us to start is, number one, to let you know that you need to give David your name, your birthplace, and your birth time. Have I got that correct, David? David?
I'm here. I'm sorry. We just need the first name of a person is fine, and we could also then, in terms of priority, it's best if we'd put it with, we start with the date of birth, then I need the exact time of birth, then I need the state, and then I need the city.
Okay.
So if they can give it to me in that order, that helps.
Okay.
I'm going to enter it into the computer and immediately construct a horoscope, a Vedic astrology horoscope, which we say is a reflection of the karma that a person is working out in this lifetime. We actually say that the 12 houses in a horoscope rule every issue in life, whether we're talking about older siblings, younger siblings, mother, father, children, spouse, health, income, peace of mind, even death can be seen. So we can see the horoscope and we simply evaluate the strengths and weaknesses of the planets ruling those 12 houses. Mm. Strong planets can protect and promote their significations, such as sun is father, moon is mother, Jupiter's husband, Venus is wife, whereas the weak, afflicted, debilitated planets make the person vulnerable in those areas throughout lifetime. So if we have some weak planets, it causes obstructions, delays, disappointments, and setbacks in life. This is why people have the same problems over and over again, and what I try to focus on with my clients is once I tell them how the planets are operating, I also give them the planetary remedies so that they can improve the quality of their life.
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, I haven't even had a chance yet to welcome you back to the program again. It's great to have you on the program. And let our listeners know also that they can call 805-564-1290, 805-564-1290, or outside the area, if you're listening on the internet, it's 866-564-1290. David will take your call, and we'll go down that list of items that he needs from you, and we will get you started on your road, if you will, as I've deemed the Vedic astrological chart as a roadmap. It's not telling you what's going to happen. It's going to tell you what you may encounter along your journey and how you may, or you may choose not to, prepare for those conditions along the way. 805-564-1290 or 866-564-1290 is our phone number. And David, you have told us on numerous occasions this is not based on a roll of the dice or a guess or intuition, psychic abilities. This is a science.
Correct? It's actually, yes, it is a science. This is actually called, Vedic astrology in India is called Jyotisha, which means the divine science. It's a divine science of light on time and karma. So we shed light on time. We look at the horoscope. Horoscope simply means the hour and the observed. So one who observes the hour of your time of birth, reads the horoscope. The astrologer reads the horoscope. But it is based on divinity insofar as it's given to us by the ancient sages, the ancient rishis of India, and it is based on the mathematical position of the planets at the time of your birth. So it's based on science as well as divinity.
And it's not just exclusively for individuals. You can utilize Vedic astrology for certain events and where they may lead, what road those events may take, if you will, or shall we say again, the conditions along their path that are a given event. Like, even though, and we've talked about this off-air before, even though we can't really nail down exactly the day, the date, the time, the place of the founding of the United States of America, because many people consider it the end of the Revolutionary War. Some say the signing of the Declaration of Independence. Again, there are several different markers there. And so we need to be able to some degree, define. I mean, you even talked about how it seems kind of odd that we're having our presidential elections in November when it would be more auspicious to have them at another time, because that time of the year, that fourth year of the cycle, always seems to have some not so favorable conditions.
But what it is that every year between the middle of October and the middle of November, Sun in Vedic astrology, using the sidereal zodiac, goes into its debilitation sign. So it's utterly weak. And Sun rules government. And so I just find it ironic that we have our national elections when Sun is debilitated. I would have preferred to see the elections, you know, when Sun is exalted or Sun is in a very positive, powerful strength. But your other point was well taken, and that is that there is a horoscope for every moment of the day. And people don't realize this. Just as we're speaking now, if a child is born, there would be a horoscope for that child. Well, there's also a horoscope for the moment you sign a contract, the moment you buy a house, the moment you start a new business, the moment you start a new job, the moment you take a wedding vow, the moment you launch a space shuttle, or the moment you get sworn in as president of the United States. There's a horoscope. And most people, of course, nobody knows this, and therefore people do these things arbitrarily, and they're gambling. If the horoscope is strong and positive, then yes, they can expect a good outcome. But if that horoscope happened to be afflicted, or planets are debilitated or badly placed, then the marriage will end in divorce, the business will go bankrupt, the space shuttle will blow up, and the president will go to war. So we want to elect something called electional astrology. We can actually elect very auspicious time to do something that is important in our lives.
Now, you also teach, you have training tapes, if you will, and maybe I would assume maybe on CD or DVD, available for people who want to learn how to be their own astrologer. You also have a book about becoming your own Vedic astrologer.
Yes, the book is called Astrology for Life, subtitled How to Be Your Own Vedic Astrologer. It's available through Barnes & Noble and Amazon.com, that type of thing. And, you know, it's for people who are real seekers that want to have knowledge and go more deeply into it. It's not, you know, for everybody, but it for those that want to know how to read their own charts, then yes, I have a book, and there I have several DVDs on my website. I have a home study course, and I've trained Western astrologers, I've trained psychologists, social worker, therapists, But for the average person, it's just good to have some awareness of your chart. I do a life reading, which is basically discussing your genetic code, the DNA you have in this lifetime. Mm. And again, none of us have perfect charts. In fact, astrologers probably have the worst charts. That's why we become astrologers, because if you're swimming against the stream long enough, you decide to look a little deeper and say, you know, this, I didn't get an answer here, I didn't get an answer there. Maybe I should go more deeply into knowledge. And you become a seeker, and you may get into yoga and meditation or Zen or Buddhism or some deep, deep philosophical pursuits. But, you know, none of us have a perfect chart. We all have some weakness, affliction, debilitation. And what I try to do with clients is to help them gently understand how the planets are operating. I tell them about their good, strong planets and the positive things in their chart, but I also think it's important to know where the draft is coming from in your life, to know which tire on your bus of life is low in air, because if you know that, then you can begin to deal with it. If you know where the draft is coming from, you can fix the draft. If you know which tire on your bus of life is low in air, you can put some air in that tire, some attention in that area. And we use remedies such as color therapy, gemstone therapy, mystical numbers. One of my favorite remedies is charities, doing charities for other people. Whenever you help those who cannot help themselves, you're doing a remedy for your own chart. In other words, if you help the elderly, the poor and the needy, the afflicted, the infirm, children, students, or animals, you're actually doing a remedy for your own chart. So I'm a big believer in fixing charts. If you fix your chart, you fix your life. And don't wait until you're 82 years old to figure out that you need to fix your chart. I had a woman come to see me. She was 82 years old, and she said, David, would you look at my chart and tell me, when am I going to meet the man of my dreams? She had already had 3 or 4 divorces. Because like all of us, we all have a tendency to have the same problems, and they're recurring, the same thing over and over and over, because nobody told us how to fix our charts. If the planet Sun in your chart happens to be afflicted or debilitated or badly placed, then without question, there is some lack of support for you from authority figures and father figures. It's very simple, very logical. All this is quite logical. So anytime I see Sun afflicted, debilitated, badly placed, then I say to the person that there's some lack of support from your father. So he either died early, or he was an alcoholic, or he was abusive, or he left, or he had a health problem, something. And I don't have television in people's lives. I don't know the specifics, but I can see the general trends, the riverbed of time, mm-hmm. strength and weaknesses of the planets. And the person always says, yes, 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 my father died when I was young, or something to that effect. So same holds true for moon, for mother. But one of my things is for marriage. If, you know, I have a number of clients, I tell them, please give me a call if you get engaged, or you're considering, even if you're considering dating somebody. Because if a woman calls me, I simply look, now she has to provide me with a man's birth information, but I can look at his chart, and if Venus in a man's chart is afflicted, debilitated, badly placed, then I know that his wife will suffer without fail. And she has 2 choices at that point. Early on in the relationship, she needs to know this. And choice number 1 is, she says, you know, let's you and I be friends, but let's not pursue this romantically or intimately. Mm. Or she says to me, David, I really love this guy. What are the remedial measures for his chart? If he's willing to do the remedies for his chart, then they can have a better chance for success. And vice versa. If a man calls me, we look at the woman's chart. If Jupiter in her chart is afflicted, debilitated, or badly placed, her husband will suffer. Mm. So it's good to have this knowledge. It really is.
Well, I know that we consulted you with our wedding plans, and we were married on the 21st of December of 2002. at a between, and there was a 20-minute window, and it was really funny. I'm thinking, are we going to push this all the way to the edge? We did not. It was somewhere in the middle there in the evening of that day. And then, of course, it didn't even dawn on me at that time that 10 years hence would be 2012. And when I spoke with Greg Braden about that, we both got a good chuckle because he says, so that's what the Mayans were writing about, your anniversary and the events surrounding that. Well, I want to let our listeners know that David Hawthorne is with us, our three-minute astrologer. He joins us periodically throughout the year, and we are taking your calls at 564-1290, 805-564-1290. Outside the area, listening on the internet, it's 866-564-1290. We will return with your phone calls and more with David Hawthorne here on Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan with New Paradigms for a New World.
Remember the stories your family used to tell?
They like got married 1913 when my father and my uncle came from Italy.
When was the last time you listened to the songs of your youth?
Well, close.
Very swinging sound here in the Bilhart Underground. That's Wild Things.
Want to hear those voices and music again? Fast Forward can help. Fast Forward Audio Communications can transfer your records and tapes to CD so you can hear them again for the first time.
Okay, stand by. I may want to get you a man's load right now until the go, no go. Stand by.
You're listening to a live transmission of the voice of astronaut Walter Chirac.
Those memories are priceless and are great to hand down to the next generation. Keep those memories alive. Call 805-708-9804.
That's the greatest thing that I ever heard.
Fast Forward. It's the right direction for preserving your family memories. Just call 805-708-9804.
Emilio's at the Beach and Bar de Isabella proudly introduce Lower Prices. Now indulge yourself, your family, and friends with delicious starters for just $10, pastas and flatbreads just $15, and superb main courses $20. Emilio's owner Michael DiPaola thinks you shouldn't have to give up fine dining. Call 966-4426, 966-4426, or visit emiliosrestaurant.com. Emilio's at the Beach and Bar de Isabella, 324 West Cabrillo Boulevard in Santa Barbara.
Paris, London, New York, Oxnard. Wherever you want to go in the world, you can get there free every week on Around the World. Aired live on Thursdays at 10 a.m. and rebroadcast at 8 p.m. and again on Saturdays at 10 a.m. You can also hear Around the World on the internet at newspress.com. Buckle your seatbelts and turn on Around the World on AM 1290, the Newspress radio station.
This is Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host, and we're here with David Hawthorne, and we are talking about Vedic astrology, and we're basically trying to answer some questions that have been going on in all of our minds about our lives. And David, let me ask you in terms of the process that you go through. This obviously, the creating of the chart was done long before the computer came along. Now, did you learn how to create a chart by hand, if you will, doing all of the necessary, mathematical equations and so forth, or you had a basic form that you worked with? How did you start doing this in that regard?
Well, the situation is, when I began my studies about 22, 23 years ago, there was already some software programs to use. But I did do some in-residence course where I had to graduate from the course, I had to calculate horoscopes by hand, and it was really cumbersome, very difficult, and it requires a lot of mathematical skills and direction. So I'm very grateful for software, because with the software I don't have to worry about whether I'm making some mathematical calculation that's incorrect. And in a matter of seconds, I can have a person's horoscope done. And so my job is just to interpret the horoscope. But you're right. This knowledge has been handed down for thousands of years, and it was originally done by hand, and having to, the people were quite brilliant who could do this. They had to be quite intelligent.
Yeah, it's extraordinary.
Anybody can do it.
Because of the computer. So we give thanks, and we are very grateful to those technicians and IT people who have created and advanced the technology that's given us the ability as individuals who, you know, who don't have the high-level training of the rishis of ages gone to be able to do this and find out about our charts. And speaking of which, David, and I had mentioned this to you earlier, we are going to talk with a gal who we spoke with about 2-3 weeks ago about an event, and it was basically a double eclipse, and Beth McDonald is on the line, and she is here locally in Santa Barbara. And Beth, you shared with us at the front end of this whole event, there was going to be a lunar eclipse on the 26th of June, ending with, because apparently they always come in pairs, a solar eclipse, which was that this morning, or is it tomorrow morning?
It's tomorrow at about 12:33 p.m. Pacific.
So we will be able to see that. I mean, In a manner of speaking,
yeah. It is supposed to be more visible all along the Western Americas and the Pacific Rim and the Eastern Asia.
Now, from your perspective, and you utilize many modalities, but one of them is the Western astrology, correct?
Yes.
Why is this, or why are these events significant to us?
Well, there's many schools of thought. The thing that I notice the most in my practice is that they're significant because eclipses reveal. They reveal what has been hidden. Different transits are different. This one is a lot about politics and finances, especially in families. You know, every family has its political power structure. People have financial, wherever there's financial dealings, there's going to be politics, you know, who's got the power, who's controlling the purse strings, and there's, you know, these eclipses are significant because they show us what's really going on, and they show us our tolerances for reality.
Okay. Now, David, I'm familiar to some degree with the Western astrology, but probably more so having had the opportunity of working with you over the years with the Vedic astrology. Can you shed any light or perspective from the Vedic astrological point of view on these kinds of astronomical events?
Well, thank you. And help me, your guest name is Beth?
Beth McDonald.
Hi, Beth.
Hi.
So Beth, what Beth said was absolutely correct, absolutely wonderful. What we do say is that what causes the eclipse of the sun and the moon, and this has happened every single year since the beginning of time, and what causes that is what we call the northern node of the moon, and he is known as Rahu, R-A-H-U, and the southern node of the moon, Ketu, K-E-T-U. These are mathematical ecliptic points, and when it happens every year that sun or moon goes over Rahu and Ketu, and there maybe it's either the full moon or the new moon is when this takes place, that then you have this this eclipse, and it's called darkness. And what we say is that if Rahu and Ketu can cause darkness of the royal luminary planets, the sun and the moon, then they have the potential to bring darkness in our lives. And we do study Rahu and Ketu in every horoscope to see if they're causing any grave mishaps, misfortunes. For example, quick example here. In JFK Jr.'s chart, he had Leo rising sign, fifth sign of the zodiac, with 18-degree rising sign, and he had Rahu in the first house exactly 18 degrees. So on the one hand, Rahu can cause charisma, fame, fortune, energy, and ambition. And he had that, as we know, in spades. He was quite popular. Mm-hmm. Quite good-looking, quite mesmerizing, quite hypnotic, quite charismatic. But because Rahu is exactly on the rising sign degree, it can cause an unexpected eclipse. And Rahu also has an impact 5, 7, and 9 houses from where it sits. So not only did it afflict him and cause him to take a risk and a chance, which ended in the loss of his life, but 5 houses away is the house of children. He had no children. 7 houses away is the house of wife, and his wife was killed in the same plane with him. And 9 houses away is the house of father, who was assassinated. So we do have to study Rahu and Ketu in every chart, and because they do cause this eclipse of the sun and the moon. So then they travel retrograde 9 degrees and stop, and then they go and they stop for 1 month or 2 months or 3 months, and then they travel again retrograde 9 degrees and stop. So this happens like clockwork. It's sort of, imagine 30 degrees in a roulette wheel, and every twice a year, Rahu and Ketu will pick one of those numbers and just stop in that number for 1, 2, to 3 months. Mm-hmm. And that's why we're having very dangerous things right now with the Gulf of Mexico, and there's a lot of tension in many places. We're having heat waves, earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes. You know, this is a very difficult, stressful time when Rahu and Ketu are stationary, which is where they are right now, and there's an eclipse going on. Mm-hmm. Now, what we do recommend is that during an eclipse, like the few hours before an eclipse and a few hours after an eclipse, it is better not to eat food because the food can become poisonous in the system. And we actually say it's not so ideal to be standing out in these eclipses. I know a lot of people want to see them.
Yeah.
Right.
But we think the influence is not completely ideal, and it's better to be indoors and meditating and doing, you know, your spiritual practices, whatever they may be.
Well, Beth, I want to thank you so much for, first of all, bringing this to my attention 2-3 weeks ago and sharing your insights and perspectives on this. I think it's fascinating just to consider all these different possibilities. So I look forward to staying in touch with you and keeping our listeners informed in that regard.
Excellent. Thank you, Richard.
You bet. And Beth, how do they get a hold of you?
963-0842.
963-0842. Beth McDonald here locally in Santa Barbara. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm here with David Hawthorne, and we are taking your calls at 805-564-1290, 805-564-1290, or outside the area, 866-564-1290. And we will take your calls, and we will answer your questions regarding your astrological chart as it applies under the Vedic astrological system, or science, if you will. And we're talking with David Hawthorne, who we have sort of dubbed the three-minute astrologer, although there are times when you get rolling into a chart, and it's very difficult. 3 minutes is a nice ideal-sounding length, but it doesn't really give you a lot of time to give a lot of information. So, you know, we go 4, 5, 6 minutes, not a big deal. But that's why it's so important to get in touch with you. If somebody wants to pursue this further, get a deeper reading, they can do that by going to your website, astroview.com. That's astroview.com. Your email is david@astroview.com, correct?
Correct. Thank you, Richard.
And they can, again, touch base with you and by phone. And you also provide a little extra service in that regard where, and I'm assuming you're still doing this, you record the phone conversations, obviously with their permission, and then you send them a copy, usually via email, so that they can then go back and review and just kind of stay apprised in their own minds and get updated auditorily, if you will, so that they can start to prepare.
Correct. I do send the MP3 audio files of the recording so that they can listen to it a few times, because we can cover a lot of territory in a very short period of time. You know, we could talk about the past, the present, the future trends. We talk about how the planets are operating, when they are operating, and we talk about what the planetary remedies are. We let people know what gemstones they should wear, what gemstones they should not wear. In some cases, it's not ideal for a person to wear a diamond gemstone. It can cause conflicts or divorce. It can cause health issues. So people have, it's good to wear the gemstones, but it's good to wear those gemstones that are appropriate for your chart.
We have a caller on the line now. Her name is Barbara. And Barbara, if you will listen closely, David first will introduce himself, and then he will ask you for the specific information one piece at a time. Barbara, this is David Hawthorne.
How do you do?
Hi, Barbara.
Hi.
So let me have your date of birth, please.
5/2/1944.
So did you say May 2nd, 1944?
That's right.
And what time were you born?
10 minutes to 7 p.m.
So that would be 6:50 p.m., correct?
Correct.
And what state were you born in?
California.
And what city were you born in?
Long Beach.
Have I done a reading for you in the past?
Are you the one that does about the sapphires and the diamonds?
That's the one.
Said I'd be a good attorney. I looked you up on the internet, but I didn't have a lot of time to read it. But I enjoyed it.
Okay. Very good. Well, let me just say a couple of things about Barbara's chart here. This, using Vedic astrology from India, you do have what is known as Libra rising sign, which is an air sign ruled by Venus. And this usually makes a person intelligent, attractive, gives magnetic personality. Venus in your chart is well placed in the seventh house, which is a very strong connection with you and other people. It's important for you to have relationships, partnerships, marriage. Mars ruling the house of marriage is in the house of divine grace and good fortune. We can also see a few other things in the chart to make sure that everything is moving in the right direction. I would say for your chart that it is good that the most favorable planets for you include Sun, Moon, Mars, Jupiter, Venus, and Saturn. Those six planets will never, ever cause harm for you. I like some of these things here. I like your Sun is actually, in Vedic astrology, it's not in Taurus. We subtract 23 degrees. Your Sun is actually in Aries, in the seventh house. Sometimes it means you can gain income through partnerships, relationships, and marriage. And you can marry somebody who has a good position in life. It could be a physician or a politician or some leader of some sort. You have a very complex seventh house of relationships. You have Sun, Mercury, and Venus. So there you can have a partnership or marriage with somebody who has authority, somebody who's good in communications and business, and somebody who has good appearance and affluence. And these are all ruled by a well-placed Mars, which is good. I really do like the position of the planets in your chart. You can wear a blue sapphire gemstone for your Saturn, and this is going to be extremely important for you next March. Next March, you finish 16 years of Jupiter. Now, your Jupiter is exalted in the house of career. That could connect you with publishing, teaching, consulting, advisory roles, religion, law. So I like Jupiter in your 10th house, your natural teacher. You can learn and teach, learn and teach, learn and teach. Consult, advise, be a professor, a judge, a lawyer. And you have Moon in the 11th house, which is very good for income through your career and income through the public. So this means you have very good resourcefulness in this chart. Sun and Moon have a good 5-9 relationship. Moon in the 11th says you can gain income through hospitality, hotels, the public, import, export, social work, psychology, teaching, entertainment. So I like this a lot. What kind of work have you done?
I have been a substitute teacher and an English teacher, ESL teacher, and a handful of other type of things like events, place set up her and watch her and
Events is very good. See, Moon in the house of income, that's public, so working with public events or that type of thing, and Jupiter exalted in your 10th house is good. But what's going to happen is that next March you're going to finish the 16 years of Jupiter and you go into 19 years of Saturn. For you is not to be feared. It is a favorable planet, but what I would do is I would get a nice 2-5 carat blue sapphire gemstone and wear that on the middle finger of your left or right hand. The back of the stone should touch the skin, or you can wear it as a pendant. But you want to strengthen Saturn for your teeth, neck, back, spine, knees, joints, and ankles. And if you had known this earlier in life, Saturn in the ninth house says that you can have some honor and fame and fortune through authorship and through consulting and teaching. With the southern node of the moon in your fourth house, it says you need to have a place of meditation in home. In other words, you need to have a place at home where it's a little bit more spiritual, where maybe you do your prayers or meditation or spiritual practices, and that's very important for you. And you do have the northern node of the moon, Rahu, in that 10th house of career. And this can make you ambitious and restless, but the planets in your chart are extremely well-placed and above average. Moon in Leo makes one think big, think royally. But you do have one major draft in this chart, and that is that Rahu and Ketu, the north and south nodes of the moon, are technically causing some instability in six of your 12 houses. And that includes the house of continuation of family life, the house of happiness at home, health, the marital bond, career, and even issues surrounding insomnia.
So that hits the mark.
Pardon?
That hits the mark pretty good.
Okay. So now the remedy, because nobody has a perfect chart, doesn't matter what I find. What matters is that let's do some remedies. So for Rahu, a great remedy is to hang a bird feeder in a tree, and in the morning before breakfast, put some bird feed in a bird seed. And for K2, you can donate to animal shelters for stray dogs. But also, good remedy for this chart is to help afflicted persons and to help holy persons. So that means food, clothing, shelter, donations. But you do have a little bit of an eclipse in six of your 12 houses, and it does cause some instability in life. And unfortunately, you went into the Rahu sub-period about a year and a half ago, a little more than a year and a half ago. And this is a delicate time of your life, very delicate through next March. So you still have about 8 months to go where I would advise not to take risks, not to take chances. There's going to be massive change. There's going to be some things still going up in smoke, some letting go, and just let go, let go, let go. But don't take risks and chances at all. This is the same sub-period where we lost Princess Diana.
Right.
So I'm not saying that's going to happen to you, but I'm saying don't drive 100 miles an hour in a Paris tunnel at midnight after drinking champagne. So I would just exercise some care and patience for the next 8 months. There's going to be a lot of focus on career and could be change with relative to family life and property or relocation or something. But next March, you can have a celebration. You're going to go into 19 years of Saturn, which is a favorable planet for you. Just wear dark blue colors, navy blue colors, black colors, and wear a blue sapphire gemstone to strengthen that Saturn. So
from now
the
till then?
For Barbara. I'm sorry?
From now till then? Dark blue colors?
No.
After then?
That, yeah, in March. That's
in March,
you really
want
to focus. You want to start. Beginning of March, you start to really focus on Saturn. You say, hello, I'm in 19 years of Saturn, which is longevity, perseverance, humility, hard work, service to humanity. But wear that blue sapphire, and that'll be very good for you.
Thank you so much. That's
my pleasure,
really
Barbara.
A lot of to chew on.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you very much for calling, Barbara.
You're welcome. Bye.
We'll talk to you again. Bye-bye. This is Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World, giving you choices and knowledge of those choices to help make your dreams come true. Part of that is giving you these kinds of broadcasts where we have David Hawthorne, our three-minute astrologer, on to share with you give you insights into the roadmap on your journey in life and prepare you for the events, if you will, the conditions that may very well occur, and to help you to prepare for those conditions so that you can better face those challenges along your road in life. And I think that it's not so much, David, it's not so much those conditions that we're trying to circumvent or stop or control. It's those conditions we're trying to, as we've said before, to prepare for.
Correct. Correct. The thing is that when you have a Vedic astrology reading, or any good reading that's based on science and intelligence, then it can help you understand why you are the way you are and where your strengths are and where your weaknesses are, and then you can start to put some attention on those weaknesses. My own chart, I have a lot of weaknesses, and it was very liberating to learn that, because then you say, okay, I have this tendency, and so I need to pay some attention to that so that I don't have the negative element.
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, I can you know, create some things that are better. So I'm a big believer in doing remedies for your own chart. And that just that simply means taking responsibility for your life. And we can get some clues from the Vedic astrology chart, but we can also get clues from any of the great spiritual teachers and leaders and follow some spiritual path. It's always, always good. My favorite mantra for marriage and relationships is for the couples to say to themselves, am I being considerate? Am I being considerate? It's a great mantra. It would help any relationship, any marriage, because all frustrations, all problems, all negativity, these all come because somebody is being inconsiderate. So we just want to be considerate to each other, be considerate to friends and coworker and families and strangers, and then we go our way unencumbered. Much smoother circumstances in life.
I know, too, that it's been almost 3 years since I put on the medallion, the kavach that you make available through your website. And I remember what you told me about what I might experience, and it would be over the course of time. It wouldn't happen instantaneously the moment that I put this on around my neck and latched the clasp. It was going to take time, but there would be an increase in self-confidence and some of these other areas as well. And believe it or not, when I look back on that and compare it with today, I would say, yeah. And it's not so much to say that it was the medallion that did it. It's my awareness and understanding of what you shared with me from my chart that allowed me to start to feel more confident in myself and my abilities and who I am. And I think that that's a clear indicator. And yet at the same time, I also acknowledge, David, that whether you're using the medallion or the gemstones, all of these things have energy fields. They have magnetics to them. I'm not a scientist. I don't understand all of that. But I do know that things vibrate at different rates and that they can have an impact on the physical human body, depending upon their proximity to it.
Yeah, that's very good. That's very good. But yeah, the point is that when you come to terms with your own karma, with your own horoscope, with how the planets are operating this lifetime, and start to put your attention on that area, then what happens is that you have a sensation of putting more air in your tires.
Yeah.
And then you can roll down the highway of life more smoothly. Now, I don't, even in my own life, there's never been a magic wand, per se, but by having our attention and doing the remedies, then we find that more and more we are in the right place at the right time, we meet the right people, we read the right articles, we make the right decisions. In the last, I would say, you know, I've been studying this knowledge for 22, 23 years, but I didn't know about the remedies until about 12 years ago. And in the last 12 years, I would say the last 10 years have been the best 10 years of my life. So the thing is, though, even during these 10 years, some karma has still surfaced that not so pleasant, whether it was a health issue or some other kind of issue that came up. It wasn't so pleasant at the time, but I had the equanimity, the balance.
Yeah.
Well, to manage the situation more appropriately. And interestingly, almost every one of those issues that's come up has been resolved in a favorable manner.
Well, it's been exciting. As a matter of fact, you brought to mind, and I did the very quick math and realized that we have been associated for almost a decade. I think it was 2000 or 2001 that we first became acquainted and have been so ever since. And
very good.
It's been a wonderful relationship, and I look forward to continuing that.
Well, thank you.
And we will continue.
It's very good, Richard, to have people like you out in society who are, you're well-meaning, you're intelligent, you're a seeker, you want to share knowledge with other people. You know that knowledge is a good solution. We all know that knowledge is a good solution. Mm-hmm. We all know that it's tough to do something without knowledge, whether you're just trying to build a boat or a bridge. You know, you can't do it without knowledge. So knowledge is very good, and there's different types of knowledge. And I think it's okay to have the knowledge of the stars. In fact, quite frankly, I once did a radio talk show, and I was asked the question, you know, on the radio show, what I thought that the Bible said about astrology. And my answer was, well, it seems to me that the three wise men were following a star. So in my opinion, they were astrologers. So I think astrology is a very good level of knowledge in life, and anything that helps people grow, anything that helps people become more aware. And to me, there are only two types of people in the world: those that give happiness to others and those that give unhappiness to others. So I'd like people like you that are giving happiness, you're giving knowledge, you're sharing things, you have an interest in helping others. I think that's a good thing.
Even if it's because
the teacher helps himself most, you know, when you teach something, you learn.
Yes.
So it's a way for us to learn. And when we share things, we learn.
Yeah. I think that I remember that old adage that a lot of times when we are speaking to someone else and giving them advice, we're actually giving the advice to ourselves that we wish we would follow. So I tried to stay aware of that. And either A, listen real intent to what I'm saying, or B, not give advice. What we do have to do is take a quick break. We'll be back in just a moment. This is Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World.
Real gardening starts with the soil. Why? Because plants live in the soil, and they can't get up and move if their environment goes bad. You can, however, do something to improve your soil. Whether you're planting a new garden or want help with your existing one, call AgriTurf at 569-2257 to schedule your consultation now. George Schnackenberg at AgriTurf has the lowdown on what's up with your soil. So if you think you have tired soil, call 569-2257.
AgriTurf has everything your garden needs on Las Positas and Modoc.
You have a message that others can benefit from. A meditation to share. A talk to give that you want heard by more than just those present. A workshop, seminar, presentation with speakers whose information, insight, and inspiration can help others to break through to their highest potential and purpose. Making a quality recording is the first step to making it available, and Fast Forward is the right direction. They'll bring the recording studio to you. Your message is important. It needs to be recorded by professionals who share your passion and want to provide quality recording to those who want and need to hear it. Call 805-708-9804 to take that first step. 805-708-9804. Call Fast Forward for all your recording needs on location and in studio. 805-708-9804.
I produced my first television movie at age 24 and was a vice president at ABC by the time I was 29. I became a full-time single dad and internet dating expert in my late 40s, and now my weekly column is published in newspapers and websites throughout the world. I'm Bruce Salen, inviting you to join me and my guests for The Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View, Thursdays at 11 a.m. and 9 p.m. and Saturdays at noon, when we'll talk about parenting, divorce, dating, and the battle of the sexes right here at AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station.
Empties out as you go. Oh, walk with me, talk with me, tell me your stories.
New paradigms for a new world, giving you choices and knowledge of those choices to help make your dreams come true. I'm Richard Dugan. This is Tell Me Your Story. I'm here with David Hawthorne, our Vedic astrologer. He is with us periodically to share with you, give you insights and knowledge about your Vedic astrological chart. so that you can better navigate down your road, or as David has said, I think quite eloquently, make sure that all of the tires on your bus are aired up so that you get good gas mileage and you're driving safely and all of those good things. And that's really what it's all about. We can't stop the events around us from happening. But what we can do is be aware of the events that are coming and prepare in that respect. And as I've used the analogy before, you're going to have rain between this mile marker and that mile marker, and you can either get the rain gear or not. It's your choice. But you have been told, I won't say warned, because there are also circumstances along that same road of life that are quite beneficial and opportunities that are knocking at your door. And it's like, these are the opportunities you've been waiting for. Are you going to open the door? Are you going to let it go on by? And this is where it's going to happen. So it's wonderful to, and as I was sharing with you off air, that we've been associated for, 10 years. And it's quite extraordinary, and I look forward to continuing the relationship. We have just a couple of minutes left, and I know that you have been, I'm curious, you've been following your chart, obviously, as long as you've been studying this, 20-plus years. Your chart hasn't changed. And no one's chart changes, because the stars were in the position they were in when the person was born, in the location that they were born at the time that they were born. So it's more continuing to expand the view of the roadmap as we move forward in time to see more and more of what will be, what might be down the road.
Well, two things. One is that you're right, you have your basic chart, and that's good for life. But we also overlay the transits of the planets, where they are today, tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, because the transit planets have an impact in your horoscope. Mm-hmm. So that's one issue. And the other issue is that we have what is called the dasha sequence, which is the hands on the clock. And it's the riverbed of time. And that changes also on a regular basis. It's like the old river analogy where you never step in the river in the same place.
Right.
But in the last minute or two, I just wanted to mention something. I thought you might. I was, just before I went on radio with you, I was actually studying the chart for Tiger Woods. And, you know, it's interesting because for years I kept thinking, gosh, how could this be Tiger Woods' chart? Because there was so many problems in it. And he was so successful, and I kept thinking, there must be something wrong with the birth time. And I kept, you know, because he's right on the cusp between two different rising signs. But even the other rising signs still didn't seem to fit either. But after this whole episode that took place, now the chart makes a lot more sense because, I couldn't understand how he could be so successful with a debilitated moon.
Yeah.
And by the way, in early June 2010, he finished 6 years of Sun, and we know Sun can be a royal planet. And now he's in 10 years of Moon, which is debilitated in his chart, which means he doesn't really have a lot going for him. You know, emotionally, he's had some problems.
Mm-hmm. See, yeah.
That's where it boils down to. He just was emotionally immature.
Right.
You know, it's okay to have girlfriends in different ports when you're single. But if you marry and have children, you should settle down.
Right. Well, David, at astroview.com, thank you again for joining us. I'm Richard Dugan. This has been Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World, giving you choices and knowledge of those choices to help make your dreams come true. Until next week, love to all.